one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. Hope everyone is getting ready for a very happy Thanksgiving on Thursday here in the United States, if that's where you're listening to us. And if you're listening somewhere else, we hope you're getting ready for Christmas. We have a lot to talk about in tonight's show, from the Rochester Lancers match on Saturday and the matchup coming up this Saturday against Detroit, to more teams entering the USL Pro next year with the Rhinos. Some big new teams entered. We'll talk about that. And some big news today from the Western New York Flash. Another massive trade. One of the biggest stars on the Flash was traded today. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. We'll have a guest from the Lancers on at the top of the hour to talk about the team's tough loss to Ontario on Saturday and the big divisional contest against Detroit this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. And we'll also have Mr. Zero Dick Howard on to talk about the latest international news. And Michael Lewis will have all the information on the MLS Conference Championship. Of course, he was there at Red Bull Arena yesterday as the Red Bulls dropped a 2-1 decision to the New England Revolution. We'll talk about that match and also the LA Galaxy beating Seattle 1-0 in the first leg of that series. Let's now bring in our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening to all our listeners. Certainly a lot of big news in soccer, and just it is unbelievable what the Flash are doing. I mean, I don't know where they're cleaning house. I don't know what the coach got in mind. I'm sure that he's got a plan, and I wish that we're going to have to get him on the radio soon to find out what is the scope of all the things that he's doing. All the players that were familiar over here are all gone. All the players that I liked the most, they're gone too. So I'm kind of disheartened at the moment, but I'm sure he's got a reason for it.
Well, let's talk about that. The big news of the day, Sam Kerr, Australian international, the top scorer for the Flash last year. She was traded today to Sky Blue FC, and in return, the Flash will get the rights to midfielder Elizabeth Eddy out of the University of Southern California, but more importantly, the fourth overall pick in the draft. So now the Flash have four of the top seven picks in the draft, numbers 3, 4, 6, and 7, plus numbers 16 and 21. But, of course, they lose Sam Kerr. But on the flip side, as Joe was saying, she's going to be missing for much of the year with Australia being in the World Cup. So the Flash have traded Carly Lloyd, Kat Reynolds, Angela Salem, Amy Barzuk, McCall Zerboni, and Catherine Williams. And that is and also Kelsey Weiss has gone as well. So, and today Sam Kerr joins that list. So
of those, only four are national players, right?
Carly Lloyd obviously is a national team player, and the other one would be Sam Kerr. But that also opens up an international roster spot. So I think there's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some players that maybe are not going to be competing in the World Cup. Maybe the Flash will try to obtain one of those players. But we'll have to see. We'll try to get a member of the Flash on in the near future to talk about this. But I know in the past that it's about being competitive this year with the main stars of the NWSL gone for the majority of the season. the Flash are going to be bringing in some new faces who are not going to be at the World Cup, so they're going to have pretty much their entire team intact. Whitney Engen is probably the only player right now that we know for sure is going to be missing. We don't know about Adriana French, if she might be in line for a spot in goal, but of course she's coming back off that serious injury.
I don't think that she's going
to
be.
And Abby, of course. Can't forget about Abby.
Yeah, and I don't think that Adriana is going to be considered because she's going to have to go through a lot of rehab, a lot of practice, a lot of stuff. So I don't think that the coach is going to take a chance on her. But it's funny, and just like you said before, it's at we're going to have a brand new team, almost. Just very few, you know, key players, you know, are going to be gone, the ones that we know. But they, like you said a little while ago, we are acquiring players that are ranked high in the draft. So they got to be pretty good players. And I think the coach Aaron, you know, has got a scheme behind his plane because he wants to win.
Certainly. Okay. We also don't want to forget the trio of Spanish internationals. Of course, Vicky and Sonia and Adriana will all be at the World Cup as well with Spain. They're qualified for Canada 2015 as well. So I'm sure we haven't seen the last of the moves from the Flash yet. We're going to have to see what comes up next. But this was a big surprise today. I mean, Sam Kerr, she's a stud. I mean, she's an incredible talent and a great scorer, just 21 years old. Yep. She's going to be playing for a long, long time. But now she's with Sky Blue. Another news out of the women's soccer, we'll continue with that for a moment. Sarah Huffman, the former member of the Western New York Flash who played last year with the Portland Thorns, she announced her retirement from soccer. She's going to go to work for Nike. So that's definitely a good thing for Sarah, and much less physical trauma, but maybe some more mental things she'll have to deal with. But it's very, very good for her. We're very happy.
Well, it all depends what kind of job she's doing with Nike. If she does promotion, certainly she's got the good look and everything that is going to make her, you know, a good candidate for Nike to promote Nike products. So it's just congratulations to her. I mean, it comes a time when in everybody's life, especially soccer players, that the body can only take so much, and then you have to succumb to the reality of, you know, calling it quits and hang the boots.
But you know, also think of it this way. You get a chance to work for one of the biggest, most successful sporting companies in the world.
Exactly.
That's based in Portland. I mean, you got to go for that. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes you have to put soccer aside, as sports aside, and go into the business world if you get an opportunity like that.
So. You know, the soccer career don't last forever. And you got to have a plan for the future. And when you get an opportunity like she's got, it's really hard to, you know, not to take advantage of it.
Well, just think about, like, our one of our members of our Wall of Fame class, Eli Durante, very, very successful businessman after he retired from soccer, started his own business. He makes a part for trolley carts that's used in the airports to push luggage, and he's done very well.
And he's got his own company, you know. So
and Peter Short also, but before he passed away,
and Charlie Mitchell's got it. Numerous restaurants.
That's right. Go to Facebook. Look up Charlie Mitchell's Pub. I just liked it recently on Facebook. And of course, Dave Sarakin, he's gone on to great things in the coaching ranks. And
Nelson Cupello, another guy. You know,
absolutely.
Just so if you look at the traditional in Rochester, a soccer player that have come and played for the Lancers. And you know, and the Rhinos. Look at Doug Miller. You know, he came over here. He played with the Rhinos. Then you know, and now look where he is. He's a businessman. Plus, he's the coach of the Lancers right now. So
that's right. And you know. So all you young people out there, definitely take your chance in professional sports if you have the capability to do it, but you always have something in the background. Go to college, get your degree,
exactly.
Take business classes. You'll always be successful if you have business under your belt.
And for to add to that, all the members of the Flash team, all the young ladies that play soccer, they all have an education behind their belt. They all get, just like the one that you just said, they drafted from the college rank. They all educated young ladies. that not only they are very well, doing very, very well in sports, but they do very well in education and secure a future for themselves.
Absolutely. So stay in school, everybody. Get your degree. Get as far as you can. Get yourself set up educationally. And if you have the talent, do what you can in professional sports. We also mentioned earlier that the Rochester Rhinos and the USL Pro just continue to expand. It's made official this week. Big news for Rhinos fans. Toronto FC will have a team in the USL Pro next year. We don't know where they're going to play yet. That's not been announced. They did announce their coach, which I will tell you in a second. Former Canadian player is their coach. But I will.
Well, anyway, it's going to renew the rivalry between Toronto and Rochester just the way it used to be.
That's
so
right.
That's a plus. I mean, it's just 3 hours away, and we can go there. They can come here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Jason Bent, the former Canadian international, will be the coach of Toronto FC's USL Pro team. You mentioned Montreal is officially in the league as well, and Vancouver is also in the league. So all three of the Canadian MLS teams will have a team in USL Pro. So we're up to 24 teams next year.
Great.
It's going to be something special. Get your tickets for next year, the 20th anniversary of the Rhinos. 454 kick to get your tickets. It's going to be something special with all these new teams coming in, the renewal of the rivalries with Toronto and Montreal. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great season. And all you're at to get your tickets for the Flash as well. And if you can, get your tickets for the Women's World Cup. You got a shot here to see the biggest women's sporting event on the planet, the Women's World Cup, right, 4-hour drive to Ottawa, 6-hour drive to Montreal.
And to speak about the run a little bit, there was, the last conversation that we had with CEO Pat Ercole, the team's going to be completely improved for this coming season, because the competition with, in order for us to compete with Toronto and Montreal, we're going to have the same makeup that we had in the day when he was the coach. So it just, you know, it's something that is, it thrills me, because when Montreal used to come to Rochester, you know, there was great soccer. But above all, there was a great rivalry, and you know. And
well, Joe, we remember the days of the Rochester-Toronto rivalry,
exactly,
in the Lancer days. There was no more intense rivalry in the entire NASL than Rochester against Toronto, and now we've got that rivalry coming back this year. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be
great.
If you have to go see the Rhinos on the road, just 3 hours away, go see Dick Howard if we get a chance, maybe. And we'll be having a speaking with Dick Howard in just a moment here on our show. And don't forget, again, we'll have a guest from the Lancers on at the top of the hour. Michael Lewis will talk about the MLS playoffs. Good chance that our affiliate, the Revs, might be the MLS champions the way they're playing. But we'll go with international soccer next with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action at the Blue Cross Arena this Saturday night, 7 p.m. for a Thanksgiving weekend battle with the Detroit Waza Flow. It's International Night with special dancing and performances from around the world at halftime. Pre- and post-match music from DJ Gnosis, and the first 1,000 fans will receive a Lancers water bottle. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Dental Dr. David Olivo, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. The number to call is 328-3382. Or go to davidolivodmd.com. His office is located directly across the street from the Diplomat Banquet Center. Joe and I both have Dr. Olivo as our dentist, and we recommend him highly. I've been going to that practice since I was 3 years old, and there's some people who are still there from when I was there as a kid.
Rosemary.
Roseanne, the daughter of Dr. late Dr. Robert Barnes, who's my first dentist. So again, top level dentistry at Dr. David Olivo's family practice. Give him a call and tell him you heard about soccer is a kick in the grass. And Dick, how are you doing tonight? How's things up in Toronto?
Good. You didn't get too much snow, thankfully. It was your neighbors around the Buffalo area, unfortunately, that suffered. But we were similar to Rochester. We had very limited snowfall, and that's a blessing.
Absolutely.
I can't believe if I would have been in Buffalo and I would have stood up in the snow would have been taller than me. How about that?
Would have been taller than me, too. I think even taller than Dick. It was 7 feet.
No, it's amazing, isn't it, with the weather? And I really feel for the people in Buffalo because, you know, the video that we saw of the scene, it was just incredible. It's hard to believe that within, you know, a few miles that there's hardly any snow.
The magic of lake effect snow, I tell you.
Anyway, we've got lots of green for the game, and it's not just the money that the players are earning. We've got some good games coming up. And Lionel Messi does it again, guys, eh?
How about
unbelievable.
That? Before we get to Messi, though, we mentioned just at the top of the show, Dick, about Toronto FC having a team in the league with the Rhinos next year. I was reading a bit on the Red Patch Boys, their fan group's site, and they're ecstatic. They think it's a great move to have a team right there to develop youth players. So what have you heard about the USL Pro team other than, we know, Jason Bent, the former Canadian international, is going to be the head coach?
Not too much. They made the reveal this past week, but I felt just as the Red Patch Boys, I think it's going to be tremendous, and especially when you've got a USL Pro franchise also in Montreal. So the rivalries of the past, you know, with the Rhinos against the Lynx in days gone by and against teams in Montreal, is going to be reincarnated, and hopefully we'll see lots of fans from Rochester coming up to watch the games in Toronto and vice versa. But great move, and full credit to USL Pro. They're doing things the right way with regards to development, and certainly it'll benefit a lot of players in Toronto, because Toronto FC, if they haven't had the success with the team on the field and getting to the playoffs, but they're certainly starting to develop a lot of talented young players through their academy.
Absolutely, and it's going to be fun.
It's certainly a move in the right direction, because eventually you're going to see MLS that going to run the second division anyway. So that's a pretty good omen for going to be like Serie A and Serie B, you know, in like it is in different European countries.
No, it's tremendous, and I think you're seeing that where a lot of the MLS teams are putting it in their second team as opposed to having a relationship with a USL Pro club, and both have their pros and cons, but certainly here in Toronto, I really look forward to seeing the USL Pro games as well as the MLS games, of course.
We're looking forward to see where they're going to be playing. I personally hope they play at BMO. I think that's what they're going
to
do.
Well, that's being mentioned. Yeah, they'll certainly, obviously, they'll train out at the training center on the Downsview site. But it wouldn't surprise me if they played their games at BMO Field, which is what you need. You know, this is where the players need to get acclimatized.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned about Lionel Messi. I don't mean to, Mr. Messi, if you happen to be listening, we didn't mean to slight you, but this is local news we have to get to first. But obviously, a hat trick. He did it in style, Dick. He broke the long-standing La Liga scoring record, and I think he's going to maybe double that record before he's done, unless he decides to make the move away from Spain. It's been talked about.
Well, that's been mentioned, hasn't it? Next summer, look out. There could be some interesting developments. But no, 75% of the goals with his left foot, 39 with his right foot, 8 with the head. And the one thing is, there's one other goal that he scored, and it just says one other. And I don't know whether it was another part of the body other than the foot or the head, but that's how it's listed in the statistics. But certainly tremendous. He's obviously keeping his eyes on Cristiano Ronaldo, 20 goals in 11 games, 2 against the newcomers from Eibar. So great rivalry, but certainly Lionel Messi, you know, what a talent, and certainly when he's on form, virtually impossible, as happened at the weekend.
Well, Dick, what is the difference between Ronaldo and Messi? I mean, the body stature, Ronaldo is bigger, Messi is shorter, you know, in stature, but just as strong. I mean, what do you attribute to, you know, the biggest thing that these two players have?
Well, I think with Lionel Messi, you know, you mentioned about the physical aspects, and then you've got Ronaldo, who scores great goals with his head, with the right and the left foot, dribble, individual efforts. Lionel Messi, you've seen with these fabulous, you know, one-twos, the given goals. He's got a great understanding with teammates and just gets into superb positions to put the ball away. And as I say, they all each have their own talents. If I was buying a player, if I was having to choose between Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, I would probably be inclined to go with a Cristiano Ronaldo. But having said that, it's not taking anything away from Lionel Messi and, of course, the trophies that he's won over the years.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Ballon d'Or, who they decide to go with, if it's going to be Ronaldo. I mean, Ronaldo led Real Madrid to the championship. This year, think of this. They have something in Soccer America. Ronaldo has 20 goals this year. He is outscoring Manchester United, Spurs, Liverpool, Schalke, Dortmund, Monaco, and Inter by himself. That is just incredible. But if you think, but you also think of this. He didn't win the World Cup. Neither did Messi. Manuel Neuer, the goalkeeper, has also been mentioned as a potential winner of the Ballon d'Or for his incredible play in the World Cup. That's going to be something to see what they decide to go with. Is it individual talent at the club level, or is it leading your country to the world championship?
Yeah, it's so true. I think you've got some excellent candidates. They've all got their own, obviously, strengths that put them into that situation. And if it goes to a goalkeeper with Manuel Neuer, he's done it tremendously well. And as you say, with regards to the World Cup and his performances for Bayern Munich, say no more.
That's right. It's going to be, as we'll find out in January. And, of course, Abby Wambach up for the Women's Award once again. Today, a big match in the EPL. We're going to mention Southampton was in second place behind Chelsea. They won again, of course. They played only to a draw.
I knew you'd get that in somewhere.
Of course.
Yeah, I know.
Southampton.
You know that he did that in sotto voce.
Oh, no. Well, it was West Brom, not the biggest opponent, but still a victory.
No, I know. Actually, and Ronald Koeman has done a tremendous job, I think, with regards to Southampton, their performance. But the next three games, Manchester City, Arsenal and Manchester United, next three opponents, that will be a bigger test than Aston Villa. Jeez, lowest crowd in 15 years. They haven't won a game since mid-September, scored 6 goals in 12 games, 24 shots on target all season. Puts a lot of pressure on Brad Guzan. It's a good job. He's performing well between the posts. You know, he's been an outstanding goalkeeper and would be a starter, I think, with many national teams if it hadn't been for Tim Howard keeping him out of the national team for the USA.
That's right. So, as you mentioned, the big game is Sunday. It's second place Southampton and third place Manchester City. Chelsea, I'm personally rooting for a draw. So we get both those teams dropping points behind Chelsea. Southampton plays Chelsea on between Christmas and New Year's in Southampton. So that's the match to look forward to there. But, Joe, some news in Italy. They had the Milan Derby, and a lot of people were very disappointed with how that turned out.
Well, to tell you the truth, I watched the game, and I think it was a fair result, 1-1. I mean, it was a test for Mancini. I mean, you cannot expect him to do as much on the first game. He said that they need to observe and analyze and see what they did on the field. And certainly Milano, you know, they scored their first goal. They thought they were gonna, walk away with it, but then they didn't. And at the end of the day, it was a fair game. But you know, just to boast like you do about Chelsea, I have to say that my team Juventus won 3-0 against Lazio. It was a very good effort by Juve. And, I'm very pleased. But
yeah, business as usual.
So.
Pogba and Tevez, the goal scorers. I didn't see that game, but I should imagine that spectacular goals by the two of them, Joe?
Yes. Yes.
Of course you're going to say that, Joe.
Yes.
Any goal that they score is great.
No, there was no referee. There was no giveaway by the referees.
Good. A well-deserved win.
There's a lot of
Vecchia Signora in line for yet another trophy.
Yeah, certainly looks that
but
way.
But we're talking about trophies, guys. The Champions League is really heating up now, isn't it, with regards to games tomorrow and Wednesday and some really interesting matchups. I'm looking forward to this game with Manchester City hosting Bayern, given the way Manchester City are playing at the moment. Of course, Bayern running away again with the Bundesliga, 7 points clear of Wolfsburg, and another good win at the weekend. Whereas Manchester City, they've not been consistent, have they?
No, they haven't. And it's a big game because Bayern has already clinched. They're 12 points.
Yep.
Roma and CSKA Moscow play also on Tuesday. They're tied on 4 points, and City has 2. So if Roma and Moscow tie, City could pull into a tie for second place with a victory at home over Bayern Munich. That's certainly one of the biggest games of the day. Also coming up tomorrow, we have Schalke against Chelsea, Di Matteo against his former team, and that'll be on at Fox Sports 2. And Schalke, if they win at home, they would tie Chelsea at the top of the. They would actually go ahead of them because they would have had a win and a draw against Chelsea. So that's a big match as well.
Big match in Gelsenkirchen. And also another interesting match with PSG hosting Ajax Amsterdam with Ibrahimovic and the boys. You've got good games there, good reason to leave home early or get to a place to see the games. And then Wednesday, Arsenal and Borussia Dortmund, two underachieving teams up against one another. Although Borussia, of course, are doing a lot better in the Champions League and have already qualified and are going through.
Right.
So it's tough times for Arsenal fans. I thought, with the game at the weekend that they were certainly going to get the result. But tremendous defending by Manchester United, especially David De Gea, great saves. They got the two goals and Arsenal got one back, but it wasn't enough. But I feel for Arsene Wenger because he's under, I think, increasing pressure, as is Brendan Rodgers.
Oh, yes.
For Liverpool, talk about pressure. You know, they're travelling to Bulgaria to play Ludogorets on Wednesday and coming off a very disappointing performance against Crystal Palace, wasn't it?
It certainly was, and he's really on the hot seat right now with four straight losses in all competitions for Liverpool. It's certainly not the way it was last year when they were right there at the very end playing for the EPL Championship this year.
Yeah, but one positive thing, guys, and it's good because I've met him and I really like him as an individual. That's David Moyes making his debut in Spanish football in La Liga, getting a scoreless tie at Deportivo La Coruña with his Real Sociedad team. Good start, although he got in the, you know how he got in the papers in England today?
No, I didn't see that.
He ripped his pants, and the focus was not on head and shoulder shot of David Moyes, but on the rip on the inside of his pants. Can you believe it?
Oh, boy. Never fails. Those English papers, they certainly have a way with the way they cover the
unbelievable. But in all truth, that's a good result for him to start things off, and I think he'll do a good job with Real Sociedad.
Well, Dick, certainly have a lot to talk about next week, and we'll know more. I think the Champions League will certainly sort itself out over the next couple of days. I'm off all week, so I'll be with it while I'm getting prepared for the Thanksgiving holiday, cooking copious amounts of food. I'll be trying to watch some matches, especially my boys in Germany playing tomorrow.
Well done, Guy. Well, enjoy the Thanksgiving and certainly look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks, Dick, and enjoy. Well, it's not a holiday for you, but enjoy your Thursday and the rest of this week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks, guys. Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao for now.
Bye-bye, Dick. It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be joined by our special guest, the head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Doug Miller, as the team prepares for Saturday's match at the Blue Cross Arena against Detroit. This is Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at FaberHomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action at the Blue Cross Arena this Saturday night, 7 p.m. for a Thanksgiving weekend battle with the Detroit Wazza Flow. It's International Night with special dancing and performances from around the world at halftime. Pre- and post-match music from DJ Gnosis, and the first 1,000 fans will receive a Lancers water bottle. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Kicking the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Who'd you add? We're not talking about soccer, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about professional wrestling, another one of my favorite activities. You know, there was a wrestler, Paul Diamond, who played in the North American Soccer League. His real name was Paul Bursich.
Bursich,
B-R-C-I-C. He became a professional wrestler when it's Paul Diamond. Uh-huh. So there is a connection there, but we're talking soccer here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and we're happy to be joined by the head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Doug Miller. And Doug's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Lancers in action this Saturday at 7 p.m. against the Detroit Wazza Flow. Call 872-KICK to get your tickets. You don't want to miss out. There were over 8,000 people at the game on Saturday. I very nearly didn't get a parking spot. It was so crowded. Great atmosphere. So you don't want to miss it. It's a lot of fun. Bring the whole family. It's holiday weekend. 872-KICK to get your tickets. Doug, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you very much, guys. Proud to be here.
Well, Doug, we have to talk about Saturday. I know it's not a happy topic, but it seemed like it was very similar to the first game where the Lancers got out to a big lead, and then the other team came back in the second half, and this time the overtime went against the Lancers.
Yeah, you know, I mean, let's look at the whole night in a whole. I think it was a huge success. You know, having 8,300 plus people there. The atmosphere was engaging, entertaining, electric at times. And so, you know, we're proud of that, you know, part of it. Unfortunately, we got the bittersweets of losing in overtime. The fact that we came out and had 9-2 lead and then made some, you know, mistakes, had some technical breakdowns. The quality wasn't there. But the guys, you know, overall, after watching the game, you know, three times already and breaking down the analysis, we're not far off. We started today, you know, we got back at it, today and had a good training session and worked on, you know, finishing because we had probably 20, 25 chances, you know, around the frame of the goal that we should have put away.
And Doug, you were pretty well, you were quoted on the newspaper, you were pretty tough on what happened on the game from your, you know, from the standpoint of the effort that you got from your players. Can you elaborate on that a little bit and why were you so angry?
I wasn't angry. I mean, I think the proper word would be disappointed. Preparation, is part of the game and, you know, preparation for success. Disappointed, in our discipline, defensively, the quality in which we had going forward, you know, to end the game, you know, the last 50 seconds of the game, you know, we had four chances, that we could have ended the game, right there, going into, before going into overtime. So that wasn't, the entire part of it. It was, more, I think, after watching the game, at 9-2, it could have been 11-2, could have been 13-2, if we would have finished some chances. There were some bright spots in the game, too. So, when we did, execute our system, it was successful, and which led to the early lead, getting up 4-0. And then we had a mental breakdown, defensively. So that's what our focus is this week is, I know offensively we're going to score a ton of goals, get a lot of points. But I told the guys, our goal every game is to keep our opponent below 10, whether that's, five goals or 10 points. And I said, if we do that, we'll win every game. And again, we didn't, we had a chance to keep it below 10, and we didn't.
Doug, the team went to see Ontario play against Syracuse. Did Ontario do something, anything different against the Lancers than they did against Syracuse? Or Syracuse pounded them 18-2. Did they just come out with maybe more fire in the game on Saturday because they got beat so badly that Friday night?
Well, first they had a travel day. You know, Ontario left Vegas, flew into Baltimore on that same day with a red eye, and then traveled up to Syracuse and got, you know, Syracuse, you know, about 3 hours prior to the game. You know, so they had jet lags, but, you know, the first half of, you know, the Syracuse-Ontario game, it was 8-2. Both, you know, Syracuse and Ontario gave up a ton of chances. You know, in the second half, you know, Syracuse put them away. But even when they put them away, you know, the credit to Bernie and the Ontario Fury is, you know, they still created, you know, chances by the lack of discipline on Syracuse's part. You know, there was 2-on-1s, 3-on-1s, Syracuse did a better job of finishing their chances. I mean, Saturday night, we had, you know, a 4-on-1, and we couldn't connect the pass. So the quality was a disappointment. The discipline defensively was a disappointment. But those are all things that we can rectify. And the guys that, you know, didn't have the quality, you know, are guys that, you know, you usually don't, you know, have that happening from. So, you know, I'm still stoked about the season. I believe that, you know, we're going to turn it around on Saturday.
Well, it's really early in the season yet to really, you know, come out and say that, you know, how the team is playing, because you just, you know, you got a gel and you had a very short preseason. It's really early on the season for any discouragement or for anything. I mean, it's going to take a little time for the team to gel together. And I'm sure that you're going to make, you know, the change that need to be done. You know the game better than anybody, and you know what to do, what not to do. So
that was our second game. You know, we didn't have any preseason games, so that was our second game. And you know, the positives, you know, are, you know, we went out to a 9-2 lead, could have made it 11-2 and 13-2 with two chances. One was an empty net that we could have, you know, tucked away, and the game, you know, might have been over there at that particular time. The positives are that we're putting ourselves in a situation to win. We as professionals have to be able to sustain, you know, the entire 60 minutes to stay focused and disciplined for 60 minutes. And, you know, there's a lot of young guys on a team that, you know, have never played the indoor game before that, you know, are learning. And it's a process to go through. So, you know, I think we have the right pieces to the puzzle. It now comes down to commitment and the execution, you know, of our game plan, because as we broke it down in film today, they saw that when they did the things that, you know, the coaching staff asked of them, it was successful. When we pressed an A and we were organized, they gave the ball to us every time. It was when we got disjointed and we had longer shifts. That's when, you know, the mental breakdowns happened. And, you know, of the goals that Ontario scored, three of those were a direct giveaway from us when we had possession of the ball or we were attacking. So we caused a bit of our own grief.
Doug, coming up on Saturday is Detroit Wazza Flow, a team we beat 9-8 in the first game. It was a very intense match, certainly, a lot of physical play. Their arena and field is much smaller than what they're going to play on Saturday. So what do you expect to see from Detroit on Saturday?
Well, I think it's going to be another one of those games where it's going to be, you know, intense. It's going to, you know, going to be a feisty game. But, you know, my guys are going to pass and move the ball. We're going to cycle our runs lose our runners when we cycle the ball quick enough. Again, they're a team that plays man-to-man. And, you know, if you do your runs proper, you'll be able to get them off balance. And when you have them off balance, you'll create the 2-versus-1, the 3-versus-2. And then it comes down to finishing. And that's the biggest problem that we had in Saturday night's game is, you know, we had so many chances to put the game out of reach. And, you know, hey, on the flip side, you know, I can say Ontario had quite a few chances. And that's, you know, defensively what we have to, you know, deny. You know, so it's indoor soccer. It's action-packed. But, you know, we have to concede less chances and, you know, create more. And, you know, when we create those ones, to have the quality, you know, to finish.
Doug, we appreciate you coming on the show and giving us all this information. We look forward to Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena against Detroit. Again, the Lancers played Detroit, everybody, back 3 weeks ago. It was a very intense match, very physical, and it's going to be, I'm sure, more of the same on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. We encourage everybody to come out, 872-KICK, to get your tickets. Doug, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. And, by the way, Rochester, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
And to your family as well. Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, Lancers in Detroit, 7 p.m. on Saturday. Great way to get your Thanksgiving weekend up to a close pretty much as people are going back to work the following Monday. But still got a whole week of Thanksgiving preparations to do. And talk about Thanksgiving and coming up this weekend, the MLS playoffs. We'll finish the conference championships this weekend. We'll talk to Michael Lewis about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Treat the soccer fan on your Christmas list with 2015 Flash season tickets. Ticket packages are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action at the Blue Cross Arena this Saturday night, 7 p.m. for a Thanksgiving weekend battle with the Detroit Wazza Flow. It's international night with special dancing and performances from around the world at halftime, pre- and post-match music from DJ Gnosis, and the first 1,000 fans will receive a Lancers water bottle. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Christmas is just around the corner. Get your Christmas shopping, your embroidery, and your reggae shirts, your soccer memorabilia, soccer shirts, all of that at Top Notch Monogramming. One of the biggest soccer fans out there, Tony DiOrio, he was in New York to see the Red Bulls and the Revs yesterday. And definitely go there and tell them you heard. Tell them that you heard about top-notch monogramming on Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, obviously a lot of news coming out of New York, and I guess the big headline is from Bradley Wright Phillips, "I didn't know the rules."
It's funny. It's amazing. You think someone who's played much of his career in England understands what two yellow cards mean in a small competition, you know, a time-shortened competition. I think if you don't know, you've got to ask. Today at training, Mike Petty, the Red Bulls coach, took the blame for it. He thought he had explained it to everyone, but he said if other players didn't get it right, he'll take the blame for it, which is great. But the reality is that Bradley Wright Phillips made basically a stupid mistake there. You don't do something like that to impede the goalkeeper like that. You know, you might want to make life difficult for him getting close, but not that up close and personal. And a team losing not only its top goal scorer, but the league leading goal scorer for the most important game of the season, that's unconscionable, really.
It certainly is, and he is going to miss the game. He scored a goal, the goal for the Red Bulls yesterday in the 2-1 loss to New England. But that mistake in his part, that mental error, is going to cost him. But Thierry Henry, who has not played in New England because of the turf, which he doesn't play on, he is going to play, supposedly, on Saturday in the second leg, which is obviously it's a big boost for the Red Bulls. They're going to need him to step up. He's going to have to be the go-to guy now with Bradley Wright Phillips not playing on Saturday.
Well, it will be him or even Tim Cahill. Cahill most likely will take BWP's place in the lineup. You know, Henri is probably better off being a playmaker slash a goal scorer. He understands that he doesn't have the same speed or burst of speed that he's had in the past, but a lot more of that scoring burden will be falling on his shoulders, and the Red Bulls are going to have to score twice there. Simple as that. It's not going to be easy. Bradley Wright Phillips scored a little more than half their goals this year, and that says a lot about their attack. And it just, he had a great year. And when you have someone who has a fantastic year like that, you're putting a lot of eggs in one basket, but you're not going to tell anyone to stop scoring because that's to your advantage. But the downside of it is when you don't have that key goal scorer, you're going to have to make some other plans. Can the Red Bulls pull it off on the road? It's not just getting a result, but it's scoring at least 2-0. At least 2 goals, I should say. I'm sorry.
That's right.
One of the things, Mike, that I wanted to ask you, the Red Bulls in New England, we know that probably at the moment New England's got the better chance. But then when you look at, Los Angeles and Seattle, what's your comment on the A team?
I'm sorry, on what? On that,
Los
on that
Angeles,
series?
Yeah, L.A. and in Seattle.
Well, L.A., they played, from what I saw yesterday, I was still writing some of my stories while the L.A.-Seattle game was on, but every time I looked up at Red Bull Arena and I looked at the TV screen, it seemed like L.A. had the ball and attacking and making life miserable for Seattle. You'd think that maybe L.A. would have gotten a couple more goals to give them a secure lead going into that match, but they have the advantage at the moment. They most importantly held Seattle off the scoreboard, no away goals. They did get one, which is important, but now they have to be looking for that killer goal. If they could get a second goal and take a 2-0 lead, which is essentially a 3-0 lead, they're going to be in very fine shape. And let's face it, they're playing for Landon Donovan. I think a lot of people would love to see a Hollywood ending, or at least something close to Hollywood in Carson, California, with the LA Galaxy hosting MLS Cup on December 7th. Probably everyone but all the Seattle Sounder fans in the world. And, you know, if the Cup is in Seattle, you're still going to get 62,000 screaming fans at that game. So no matter where the Cup is, I think it's going to be a great venue. But I think most of the people, the soccer fans' hearts are with the Galaxy right now, again, because of Donovan's final game or games.
Well, we're certainly rooting for Los Angeles because of our good friend Dave Sarakin, who's going to be inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame on December 27th. It would be another championship for David. It's going to be a tough one. That's going to be prime time on Sunday, 9 p.m. from a massively attended Seattle arena that's going to probably be 50,000-60,000 people there, I would assume, for that match. But going back to the Revs and the Red Bulls, Michael, and I put this in my note, you know, you're talking about the players of the year in Major League Soccer. You talk about the Bradley Wright Phillips and the Landon Donovans and the Robbie Keens, but boy, I think you can make a case for Jermaine Jones. He has just been the key figure for New England in their run that they've taken from since he came on the team till now. And, of course, he scored the game-winning goal on Sunday.
Well,
so,
I'm sorry, go on.
What do you think?
You know, I guess the only reason why Jermaine Jones is not going to get Player of the Year is because he joined the team so late in August. Saying that, the Rebs have been virtually unbeatable since he's joined the lineup. I believe they're 11-1-1, which is an incredible record at any level after a new player joins a team. He is a special player, no doubt about it. He plays both sides of the ball. He plays a very physical game, as I think if you saw the game yesterday, sometimes a little overly physical. I think some of the Red Bulls claim that he should have had a yellow card or another yellow card thrown in there, but he has helped transform that team. One of the things that I've lived and died by in terms of the soccer philosophy is if you have a very good defensive or slash holding midfielder there, it could take you a long way. Chris Armas did wonders for the Chicago Fire, helping them to a couple of three MLS Cups, so one actual championship, just an excellent ball winner. And if you have someone like that who could shut down the opposing playmaker or a key player on the other team and can win balls, you're halfway there. And it's rare when you have someone of that stature, of a Jermaine Jones, a U.S. international player, joining a team in the middle of the season, and he transformed the Revs. And yes, he has been the MVP of the second half of the season, but unfortunately, people rate things over the full half. But he might get MVP in the playoffs. We'll see.
Very, very well could be. And the Red Bulls will be in New England. It'll be Saturday at 3 p.m. You can watch the match on NBC Sports Network. The second leg of the Western Conference Final will be Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN as Seattle hosts L.A. It could be Landon Donovan's last match. Could be Terry Henry's last match on Saturday. We don't know. We'll have
it's a game to watch.
They're both games to watch, and the winners will play on December 7th in MLS Cup. Michael, are you going to New England for the match?
Yes, I am, and I'm going to MLS Cup as well. So I've my next two weekends are going to be quite crowded with soccer. Well, one game apiece, but it'll be two big games.
Well,
that's great.
We wish you safe travels for the game on Saturday. Of course, have a happy
Thanksgiving.
And we'll be looking forward to talking to you next Monday.
Listen, gentlemen, have a happy Thanksgiving, and a happy Thanksgiving to all the soccer fans in Rochester and Western New York as well, and poor Buffalo as well.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You're welcome.
Good night. And before we close, I just want to say hello to a special person in Florida listening to the show.
Who is that?
My daughter, of course.
Well, I want to say this to a special person listening in Rochester, my wife. I hope she's listening. Anyway, but we want to thank Doug Miller for being on the show tonight. And again, we want to remind you the Lancers are in action this Saturday night at 7 p.m. against the Detroit Wazza Flow for International Night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Take your family. very reasonably priced. For 454-KICK to get your tickets. Don't forget the Lancers Wall of Fame induction ceremony. Ellie Durante, the late Peter Short, Dave Sarakin, and New York State Senator-elect Rich Funky will be inducted. It's a 1 p.m. kickoff against the Baltimore Blast. Again, 872-KICK to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo manning the board at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe, how do you say thanks? Happy Thanksgiving in Italian?
I don't know.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.